Why are you laughing already? I haven't even told you the joke yet. You're already laughing. Okay, so let's take a look at today's joke. So, what do you see? What's the first thing you see when you see this joke? Well, you see three things, right? You see a washing machine, a salt shaker, and a battery in jail. Okay, we know they're in jail because you can see the jail cell. And I think you can see their bunks, those beds in a jail. The beds are called bunks. You can see the chains holding up their bunks. Okay, so these three things are in jail. Now, do you see why this is funny already? Maybe you already spotted why this is funny, but let's take a look. So the washing machine says to the other two guys, "So what are y'all in for? What are y'all in for?" Okay, that means, what are you all in for? Okay, when two words sort of become one word with a little apostrophe, that's called a contraction in English. So, for example, y'all, that's another way of saying you guys. It means you all. You all. In the US, in the southern part of the US, very often people talk like that, even if they're talking to one person. If I'm talking to you, just you, I might say, "How are y'all doing? How are you all?" Even though it's one person. Okay, it's sort of weird, but it just means you guys. Okay, so the washing machine is asking the other guys, "So what are you guys in for? What are you guys in for?" It means, what crime did you guys commit that you're in jail? Why are you in jail? What did you do? Okay, so that's it. That's the joke. There's no explanation. They don't answer him, but we can clearly see why these three guys are in jail. Okay, so we can clearly see their crimes. Can you spot what their crimes are? Maybe you can see them, but it's a bit hard. Maybe you don't know what the names of these crimes are. So there are three. I can't hold up the number three when I'm holding my phone. There are three crimes here in this picture. So let's start with the washing machine. What do you notice about the washing machine? Well, you can see there's money inside the washing machine. Okay, so what crime is that showing? What is the crime? Why is this washing machine in jail? Okay, well, the crime is money laundering. Money laundering. Do you know what money laundering is? Money laundering is a crime that criminals, it's when criminals try to hide money illegally, when they try to hide the source or the trace of the money. Imagine if you are a criminal and you're trying to move money from one country to another country. That's a bit dangerous, right? Like if you send money to someone else in another country with your bank, then the government could trace that, right? You don't want to be caught. So, you want to sort of hide the money. Now, why would people do that? Why would people want to sort of conceal? Conceal means hide. Why would people want to conceal the trace or the source of their money? Well, it could be for many different reasons. Probably the most common one is tax evasion. Tax evasion is a crime when people try to evade their responsibility to pay taxes, right? Everybody has to pay taxes in their country, but some people don't want to pay their taxes, so they try to evade. That's a crime called tax evasion. It could also be because maybe people want to fund terrorist activity in another country. If a terrorist wants to support another terrorist in another country, they can't just send the money with their bank. They have to think of a more like a clever sort of a hidden way to do it. So, they might buy a bunch of gold jewelry and find a woman, put the gold jewelry on that woman, send her to the other country, and then when that woman gets to the country, she goes through customs. If they ask her, "Why are you wearing so much gold jewelry?" She's just gonna say, "I love jewelry. This is my own jewelry. I own it. I bought it. I love gold." Right? And the customs people are going to say, okay, go through. And then when she goes through, she's going to meet the contact in that country, take off her gold jewelry, give it to him. He's going to sell it, for money. And that's a way that terrorists and I'm sure other people, I'm sure a lot of people try to cheat the system that way. That's called cheating the system, where you try to think of a creative way and you circumvent. Circumvent means to go around. You sort of you evade, you circumvent the rules. So that's not good. Okay, so that's what money laundering is. It's a crime. Okay, now the word launder also means to wash. Okay, to wash your clothes, right? That's why it's called doing laundry. If you want to wash your clothes, you put your clothes into the washing machine and you do laundry. You launder them. Okay, so the verb to launder means to wash. You could say, I'm laundering my clothes. I'm laundering. Now that sort of sounds like old English to me. I don't think we really use that. It just sounds a bit awkward if you would say that. I'm going to launder my clothes. But you could say that. That's what it means. Okay, so the word launder means to wash, and money laundering is a crime. Okay, so that's why this washing machine is in jail. Okay, so can you spot the other two crimes? Okay, so we see a salt shaker and we see a battery. So what are the crimes? Can you see? Now these might be a bit more difficult because you might not know the names of these crimes in English. Do you know the names of crimes? Actually, I made a series about 2 years ago on my channel called, I think it's called Crimes and Justice or something like that. Okay, so you could go, I'll put the link to that series up here where I talk about all kinds of crimes. I think I talk about money laundering, I talk about, the difference between robbery, burglary, theft. What's the difference between those crimes? Okay, so just watch this series and you will, I think I went over most of the crimes. So you'll learn the names of the crimes in that series. But okay, so the salt shaker, that sounds like a salt, right? A salt shaker, assault. Assault is a crime. Do you know what assault means? Assault means to be violent towards someone. Okay, so imagine if I do something violent toward you, then the police could charge me with assault. Assault. Okay, now the other crime is called battery. Okay, so that thing that you use to charge your phone or we use batteries in everything, right? So, but actually battery is also the name of a crime and it means to be physically violent towards someone. So, what's the difference between assault and battery? Well, I'll tell you. Okay, assault is a lot more common. It's a more common word. You might hear people say, I was verbally assaulted. That guy verbally assaulted me. Okay, so the difference is that they both have to do with violence, but battery always means physical violence, and assault could be physical, but it could just be a threat too. Okay, so if I come and I punch you in the face, then the police will charge me with battery. Now, if I come up to you and I threaten to punch you in the face, if I say, hey, I'm gonna punch you in the face, okay, then, but let's say I don't punch you in the face, then, I didn't commit battery. I didn't do battery. I just assaulted you. I threatened you, right? I verbally assaulted you. Okay, so sometimes people talk about verbal assault. But if they say physical assault, then physical assault would be battery. I think that's the difference. Okay, so I think most native English speakers probably don't, I don't know, would they even know what battery is? Like I said, sometimes the names of these crimes are not very common. My light is flickering. I have a ring light around my camera and it started to flicker. I hope the power doesn't go off here. Maybe there's a power surge. Can you see it on my face? That's throwing me off. The light is flickering. Anyway, I'll try to keep going here. Okay. So those are the three crimes here. There's money laundering, There's assault and there's battery. Hey, do you know what a battering ram is? That's a good example of for you to remember what the crime battery is. Okay, a battering ram is what they used to use in the olden days, like in the medieval times with castles. If you wanted to break in, oh, my light just completely died. Man, that's so weird. It must be a problem with my light. My light just died. Now I've got another light up here. I'll try to fix my light after this video. Okay, so a battering ram is something you use to break down a castle door. My light just came on for a second. That is so weird. It's so hard to keep my concentration when there's like a light going on and off. It's hard. Okay. So a battering ram is, you know, the thing you use to like to batter down a castle door. Okay. Now very often battering rams in those olden days, they would have like a sort of a tent or like a roof thing over them in order to protect the people. Using the battering ram in order to protect them from like arrows or from people dumping hot, like maybe hot like tar onto their heads or rocks or something else. So it was like protected. So the guys inside would try to batter down the castle door. Okay, so that thing that they use, sometimes it would have a ram's head. It'd be like it's like a long piece of wood, a huge log, and the front would be carved into like a ram's head. Okay, so that's why it's called a battering ram. You use it to batter. Okay, so remember, to batter means to like to hit, to use force. Battery is the crime. Okay, so I hope you're not charged with battery. Don't be violent toward anyone. Okay, so that's the joke. So he says, "What are y'all in for?" And it's funny because it's so clear. The washing machine is in for money laundering. The salt shaker is in for assault, and the battery is in for battery. Okay, so there's your joke for today. I hope you learned some new words about crimes. Like I said, I'll put the link to my crime and justice or crime and punishment. I can't remember what it's called. I'll put that up here somewhere for you to watch after this. But I hope you guys are having a great day. Don't assault anyone, don't batter anyone, and don't launder your money. Just launder your clothes. Like I'm gonna do. I'm gonna launder my clothes today. All right. Hope you guys are having a great day, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.